for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday evening, August the 31st, 1986. Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook from the Tulsa area is the minister of the evening. Should this tape for any reason be defective, please explain and return for replacement.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we bless you tonight. We thank you for the Holy Ghost, Lord, the comforter, the teacher that's come to teach us and to minister to us, Lord. Father God, we are nothing in ourselves. We trust in the Holy Spirit tonight to minister in and through us, Lord. And we ask that you give us receptive spirits and an open heart and give us understanding. You said with all you're getting, get understanding. And so, Lord, we thank you for the understanding of the Holy Spirit. And God, we thank you for what you've done among the people today. And Lord, we bless the people. And God, we bless the ministries that come to this meeting at this time, Lord. God, we thank you for Lake Hamilton. We thank you, Lord, that you have met with us. And we bless you and we thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. God bless you. Turn with me tonight to Acts chapter 1. I want to start here tonight. And let's look at a few scriptures together by the help of the Lord here. In Acts 1, how many appreciate the baptism of the Holy Ghost? How many appreciate the Holy Spirit? Amen. Amen. In Acts 1:8, we know that the Lord said to us, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Now, how many know that's an experience? After the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Then he said, you shall be witnesses. The word witnesses means martyrs. You shall be martyrs unto me. How many know that we all are to be martyrs? We've got to die. Isn't that right? Die to our flesh and to our likes and to whatever. But he said here, you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So where the Lord said that when you would receive the power, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, that's an experience. And then he said, you shall be witnesses unto me. That is an expression. And then he said it will be in Judea, Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and of course the rest of the world. That's an expansion. Amen? An experience. Come on, help me. An expression and expansion. Let's say it again now. An experience, expression, and an expansion. Praise the Lord. And you'll notice he said, you'll begin in Jerusalem. How many know we have to start at home? Isn't that right? In your own home, your own hometown, whatever. And notice he said from Jerusalem, you'd go to Judea and then Samaria and then to the rest of the world. Amen? How many know many want to start from Jerusalem and jump way out yonder? But how many know it doesn't always work that way? Amen? Now, I believe there's some principalities and powers there that our brother was speaking about today that we've got to overcome. And in my own life, God sent me back to Jerusalem. He sent me back to my hometown to start a work for the Lord. Well, how many know that gets tough sometimes? And God sent me back there to start a work and to overcome devils that overcome me when I grew up there. So you've got to start in Jerusalem. Amen? But Jesus said, you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Amen. Now, I just started with that scripture because I felt led of the Lord. But we're going to look at another one in Acts 4 now that we want to start off with. In Acts 3, rather. Acts 3, 22 and 3. Acts 3, 22 and 23. Where Moses, and we know the word Moses means to be drawn out. He was drawn out as a baby in a basket. Isn't that right? He was drawn out into Pharaoh's courts and grew up there. He was drawn out into the wilderness. And then he was drawn out upon Mount Nebo, of course, where he died. And it says here, for Moses truly has said to the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things. Did you hear that? Him shall you hear in all things, whether it be deliverance, whether it be healing, whether it be sonship, whatever. He said we must what? Hear him. Amen? Hallelujah. In all things, whatsoever he shall say unto you. Do you believe he's still speaking? Amen. And it shall come to pass that every soul, what is our soul? It's our mind, it's our will, emotions, and our desires. And it said here, right here, that every soul which will not hear that prophet, who is that prophet? Jesus. Every soul that will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. How many know that's still valid today? Isn't that right? The Bible said we have returned to the shepherd and the bishop of our souls. Peter says that. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Isn't that right? Take my yoke upon you. Then he said, you shall find rest for your souls. Hallelujah. Jesus is the head of your soul. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I want to speak a little while tonight on the ministry of the prophet. And we know if a man is a prophet, it's Christ the prophet in the man. Amen? And you're not looking to a man, but you're looking to that one that's in the man. Hallelujah? You're looking for the real prophet, and his name is Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now, we know that the Bible said in Ephesians chapter 2 that the apostles and the prophets are the foundational ministry. Amen? And they're called holy apostles and holy prophets. How many know that's scripture? Isn't that right? How many know that if a man's an apostle or a prophet, he must be holy. He must allow God to work in him and clean him up. Isn't that right? Praise the Lord. But it's a foundational ministry. Now, a prophet has a message from God. Turn to Haggai. Let's look at this in God's Word. In Haggai chapter 1. I can find it here. I'm like Brother Miller. I can usually find my books pretty good, but I need to go back and memorize them again. In chapter 1, look in verse 13. It said, then spake Haggai. It's on page 1380. Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger. A prophet is a messenger of the Lord. Isn't that right? Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, look at this, in the Lord's message. A prophet is a messenger, but he has the Lord's message. He will deliver a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And it says here that this messenger was in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. So a prophet has a message. He may take it to an individual, or to a head of state, or to a church, or whoever. But he has a message that he must bring forth and deliver. Praise the Lord. Now, I believe the prophets are finger pointers. How many know that index finger represents the prophet? That represents the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the shepherd, and the teacher. Isn't that right? And that thumb, of course, represents the apostle, the sent one. But here is the prophet, the one who points the finger. Praise the Lord, the index finger. And he does that because he has an authority in God, and he has a message that's burning within him. Praise the Lord. Now turn to Acts 15. I'll show you another example of the prophet. In Acts 15, verse 32, I think it is. Acts 15:32. And Judas and Silas, being prophets, also themselves exhorted the brethren with many words and confirmed them. A prophet will exhort and confirm what God has said. Amen? And right here were two. Now, later Silas became an apostle with Paul and Timothy. But he's a prophet here. How many know that there's graduation? Well, I don't want to use that word. You move up in God. You climb the ladder. You don't just start as a prophet, do you, or an apostle. Isn't that right? You start at the bottom and you work up. Praise the Lord. If God's moving you up the ladder. Now, how many know that an apostle is a prophet? But not all prophets are apostles. Isn't that right? Praise the Lord. So we thank God for the ministries that's been really left out of the church in 1986 in most churches. But we need these ministries desperately, the apostle and prophet ministry in the church. Isn't that right? Praise the Lord. Why? Because the apostle's in the apostle and the prophet's in the prophet. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. It's true. Now, a prophet is not a he is not an echo, he is a voice. He is a voice in the land, isn't that right? And the voice he's projecting is the Lord's voice, hallelujah, or the Lord's message to a people, if they will hear it, hallelujah. Now, I realize not everyone that says they're prophets are prophets, but you know them by their what? Fruit, hallelujah, and that's what you look for. You're not looking at their talent, you're not looking at their good looks. Are there gifts? You're looking for the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And that's what we look at, brother. We are fruit inspectors, aren't we? Glory to God. Yes, sir. Now turn to James 5. James chapter 5. And look at verse... Look at verse... hallelujah. Verse 10. Take my brethren. Somebody says, you take it. The prophets. Now, you may pray for prophets, and when the prophets come, you may not want them very long. Amen? I mean, oh, they shake things up sometimes. But we need to be shaken. Isn't that right? From our traditions and from our opinions and our unbelief. Amen? Take my brethren, the prophets, who have... I told Steve tonight, if you go to sleep, we're going to have the resurrection. Maybe we won't go to sleep. who has spoken, notice, in the nature, in the authority, in the character of the Lord. Did you hear me? They speak in the authority and in the nature and in the character of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. They know the Lord. Amen. For an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Anybody want to be a prophet? Brother Golden does. Hallelujah. Thank God. We've got one. Now notice, for suffering affliction and of patience, he will endure. Amen? There's going to be suffering. There's going to be affliction. There's going to be testing. But the prophet, amen, that walks with the Lord and talks with the Lord will endure. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, we can see that they suffer affliction. Now turn to Jeremiah 1. Praise God. Jeremiah. I mean, though the real prophets were not always received with loving arms. The real prophets were hated, rejected, and despised. It has never changed. If they bring a word from God, amen? Not that they're anything. Not that they're anything. But if they bring a word from God, they're still rejected, despised, and hated today. In Jeremiah 1, it says here, God tells Jeremiah in verse 4, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before Jeremiah formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, God's foreknowledge, and before thou camest out of the womb, I sanctified thee, I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. And then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. And but the Lord said to me, Say not, I'm a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. I want you to see that God sends the prophets places, doesn't he? Amen? And how many know the prophet doesn't go where he wants to go? God must send him. Many that are traveling today need to go back home until God said it's time to go. Isn't that right? Many are sent by flesh and not led by the Spirit of the living God. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But God said, you're going to go, Jeremiah, to those that I send you, and whatsoever I command you, you must speak. Hallelujah. Even if man doesn't like it. Amen? Then he said, be not afraid of their faces, for I will be with you to deliver you, saith the Lord. And then the Lord, now look at this, put forth his hand and touch my mouth. And let me tell you, once God touches your mouth, you'll never be the same. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. It takes God to touch our mouth. Isaiah's mouth was touched with a coal of fire. How many know that changed that prophet? Over and over, he said, woe, woe, woe to you, Israel. And yet, finally, he had to say, woe is me. Isn't that right? About the seventh time. Amen. And so here, the Lord put forth his hand, touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I put my words in thy mouth. See, I this day set thee over the nations. Look at this, over the kingdom. Now, here it is. Here's the prophet's ministry. To root out. You're talking about deliverance. Here it is. Isn't that right? Or whatever, healing or, you know, from carnality or whatever. To root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down in order that you can build and you can plant.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Well, how many know that if the prophets could really get in a lot of churches and places, they would begin to root out, pull down, destroy, and throw down in order for God to build and plant. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, and then, notice in verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And he said, I see a rod. So, the prophets are seers. They see things down the road. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, turn with me to another scripture. Turn to Amos. Oh, I love to teach the book of Amos. We've taught it a few places, Bill and I've traveled, and I love the book of Amos. Hallelujah. I think we taught it here one time, part of it. Amos, look at chapter 7, and look at verse 7 of Amos. Thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line. Now, here's the prophet seeing Jesus. And Jesus is standing on the wall. Well, what's the wall? To us, it's the church system. And we know he wants to blow the walls down.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. I said he wants to blow them down.
Amen.
Amen. He wants to blow the church walls down, the religious walls. And it says here he's standing on the wall. Notice, made by a plumb line. The plumb line is to test and see if that wall's straight or crooked. Isn't that right, brethren? And so, the Bible said here that he had the plumb line where? In his hand. The hand level against what? The ministry. And the Lord said to Amos, what you see, Amos? And he said, I see a plumb line. And the Lord said, behold, I will set a plumb line in the middle or in the midst of my people, Israel. Today, how many know we're the Israel of God in Galatians 6? Amen? And he said right here, I'm going to set the plumb line in the midst of my people. And God said, here's what God said, I will not again pass by them anymore. How many know we can miss the visitation of God? How many know those disciples on the water, when they were in the boat and the storm came up, Jesus had sent them out. They never expected Jesus to come of the way he come. Isn't that right? They did expect that. Hallelujah. They thought he was a ghost. They thought he was a spirit. Isn't that right?
And Jesus never came until right before the sun come up. They had rode all night, almost 12 hours before he came. And he didn't come when they thought he would come. And he didn't come the way they thought he would come. And he'll never come the way our carnal mind thinks he'll come.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that right? And that's why we miss his visitation as fevery the other day, the little maid in the Song of Solomon. He'd come knocking and she didn't respond. And later she did and she couldn't find him. She looked everywhere for him. And finally she remembered where he was, right in her garden. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. But we miss the visitation of God because we don't know how he's coming and when he's coming. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. No one church for revelation. He said, if you don't repent, I'm going to come on you as a thief in the night. How many know you don't always know when a thief's coming? Jesus is not a thief, but his coming is like a thief. You don't know when he's going to come at any moment or any time. Catch you unaware. But right here, he sees the Lord on the wall. And God said in verse 8, the Lord said to me, Amos, what you see? And he said, I see a plumb line. And the Lord said, behold, I will set a plumb line in the middle of my people, Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. And I believe we need, when God begins to move in these visitations, we need, brethren, to yield to the Holy Spirit. Isn't that right? And to receive whatever we have need of. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, turn with me to another scripture in just a minute. But before we do, how many know that real prophets, you can't buy them off? And you can't put them in your hip pocket. You know, there's some people, they want their own private prophet. Well, how many know God's against that? Isn't that right? Amen. You know, and you know, you put the word out that you're a prophet or whatever, and people will ring your phone off the hook wanting a word. Isn't that right? Huh? How many know that we can get in trouble there too? Praise the Lord. Maybe you need to unhook your phone. Whatever. Now, turn with me to another scripture in the New Testament. Turn with me to, let's see here. Let's go to Hosea. Let's go to Hosea chapter 12. Hosea 12. And look at verse 13. Hallelujah. It said, and by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. Well, how many know that by the prophet Jesus today, he's going to bring the church out of the world? Amen. Out of the lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, come on, and the pride of life. Isn't that right? And here, back in the Old Testament, by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he, Israel, preserved. And you and I can be brought out by the prophet Jesus. And we can be preserved by Jesus, the prophet, our Lord. Hallelujah. Now look in chapter 11, verse 1. When Israel was a child or young, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. I mean, oh, Jesus was taken down into Egypt for a period of time as a child. Isn't that right? And he was brought out. How many believe God's raising another son up?
Amen.
Huh? He's bringing him out of Egypt. Isn't that right? Blessed is getting Egypt out of us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's bringing him out of Egypt. Now, turn to 36. 2 Chronicles 36. Praise you, Jesus. 2 Chronicles 36. And look at verse 15. I think I've showed you this scripture, some of you here before, but it's all right. We'll look at it again. I want to show you why some people are not healed. How many know some people are never healed? And there are reasons. 2 Chronicles 36, 15. The Lord God of their fathers sent to them by his messengers, that's the prophets. Remember, they have a message, right? Rising up betimes and sending because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they did something. They mocked the prophets, the messengers of God. Amen. How many know the prophets today are still are mocked?
Yes.
They have a true word from God. And two, they despise his words that they bring. And three, they misuse his prophets until, time word, the wrath of the Lord, notice, arose against this people till there was no remedy. The word remedy is healing or cure or deliverance. The same word. That word, the same word says in Malachi, he's arising, the Son of Righteousness is arising with healing in his wings. Amen. Same word. Well, look at Proverbs 29 just a minute with me here with that same scripture there. No remedy. Proverbs 29:1. It says, he that being often reproved hardeneth his will or his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without healing or remedy. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want to be cut off. How about you? How many know people die prematurely? But we don't have to, do we, brother? No. We don't have to. Now turn back to Amos just a minute. How many believe the prophets must spend time with God? In Amos 3:3. Well, we'll read it. It's not the one I want, but I will come on down. Can two walk together except they be agreed? No, they can't. Verse 7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing. Stop right there. God will do nothing. But, or unless, he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Amen. Amen. Revelation. Now, notice it said, he reveals his secret to the prophets. Well, how many know the prophets has got to come into his council room, throne room, in order to receive the secrets? Is that right? But there's another key. Turn to Psalms 25. Psalms 25. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 25. Yes, Psalms 25. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Psalms 25. Look in verse. Let's look at verse 10. Well, verse 12. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease. His seed shall inherit the earth. And the secret, same word as in Amos 3. The secret of the Lord is with them that what, brethren? Fear him, and he will show him his covenant. And God said that the prophets will know the secret of the Lord, which shows me they will fear God. They will reverence and respect God. Amen. And God will show them his secrets. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now turn to Psalm 74. I wish I had a New American Translation with me. I don't have it. Psalm 74. I mean, we said the other day that the devil has a chainsaw. He's out to cut the trees down, right? Look at Psalm 74. We want to go through about 11 verses here. Let's start with verse 1. Have you ever prayed and said this, oh God, why? Verse 1. I think all of us have. Oh God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Asking a question. Yeah. Why doth thine anger smoke against the sheep of the pasture, thy pasture? Not the sinners, but against the sheep. Not the lambs, the sheep. Remember your congregation which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of your inheritance which you purchased, redeemed, this Mount Zion where thou hast dwelt. Look, verse 3 now. Lift up your feet unto the perpetual desolations, even all that the enemy hath done wickedly. Where, brethren? Well, how many know this is the sanctuary today?
Amen.
Amen. Thine enemies roar in the midst of the congregation. How many of the righteous are to be bold as a lion? And yet it said the enemies are roaring in the midst of the congregations. How many know throughout the land that's what's happening?
Yeah.
Instead of many could say, I'm bold as a lion, they'd say, might say that, but they might also say, I'm scared as a rabbit. When this happens. Thine enemies roar in the middle of the congregations. They set up their end signs for signs. And sometimes the only signs we see is to the bathroom and the exit sign. But how many know there's real signs in the church of Jesus Christ? The real church. Amen? And he said they'll follow the word of God. Isn't that right? Amen. And he said that the enemy is roaring among the congregation. Verse 5. A man was famous according as he had lifted up the axes. There's the chainsaw. Where, brethren? Upon what? The fig trees. We are the trees. We're the planting of the Lord. Isn't that right? We are trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Hallelujah. And it says that he's going to lift up the axes upon the thick trees. But now they break down the carved work. That's you. That's me if we let it happen. Amen. Thereof at once with axes and hammers they have cast fire. I mean, that's a false fire.
Yes.
That's strange fire. That's the false fire. And they have cast fire. Whereabouts? Into what? The sanctuary. Hallelujah. They have defiled by casting down thy dwelling place of your name to the ground. Verse 8, look at this. They said in their hearts, let us destroy them together. They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. For we see not our signs. And they could write that over many churches today. We don't have any signs. But how many know to follow the Great Commission? We need some signs following that which we preach and teach. Isn't that right? There is no more any prophet. And many churches can write that on their door. We don't believe in prophets. We don't even want prophets. Turn to Zechariah. Keep your place here. Chapter 4. How many know the church is going to get some prophets? Amen. Whether they want them or not, they're coming. The real ones. We've seen enough of the other. In Zechariah 4, but I'm not the judge. God's the judge. In Zechariah 4, verse 11, Zechariah said, then answered I and said to him, what are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick? How many know that's the church? Candlestick. Revelation chapter 1. And upon the left side thereof. So here's two trees standing on the left and right of the candlestick of the church. And I answered again and said to him, what be these two olive branches which through the two have golden pipes? Empty the golden oil out of themselves. And you can't empty yourself unless you've got something in you. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. And notice, it's, brethren, it's two golden pipes with golden oil. And you know they're flowing into the golden candlestick. Hallelujah. Isn't that right? And it says here, which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves. He said, answered me and said, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. And he said, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Now, why are they standing by the Lord of the whole earth? Because there will not be any religious or fleshly activity in these people here. They will be men and women that will move only by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. They'll not use the Spirit, but the Spirit will use them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, these If you take other scriptures, they're the two olive trees, the two olive branches, the two witnesses, the Spirit. It's actually the Spirit and the Word and the people, the two prophets. But the Hebrews said they are sons of oil. And brethren, I want to tell you, they're going to pour the golden oil into the candlestick because they'll receive the double portion ministry. Hallelujah. Right here. And they're going to pour it into the church. If a church rejects prophets, they reject fresh revelation coming from God Almighty. Amen? And we know that the churches need the prophets' ministry as well as the others. Isn't that right? We need all five of them. But here's just one of the five. Isn't that right? Now, turn back to Psalm 74. Psalm 74. Notice what the scripture said in verse 9. They said, there is no more any prophet. And yet many places can truly say that. Neither is there among us any that knoweth how long. O God, how long shall the adversary approach? You ever ask God that? Shall the enemy blaspheme your name forever? You know what blasphemy means? It means to bring God down to man's level. God always brings man up to his level. Hallelujah. Next verse. David said, why, God, withdrawest thou thy hand, even thy right hand, pluck it out of your bosom. Hallelujah. Well, how many know God's going to bring forth a right-hand ministry? And this is going to go on. We're going to continue to see it. But God's going to bring that right-hand ministry out of his bosom. Hallelujah. And God's going to stop what we see right here when those people come into the fullness. Amen? But on the way, how many know we hadn't got there yet? I don't mean we're not doing anything. We saw that today. Isn't that right? Praise the Lord. How many know, again, the scripture says the saviors, the deliverers are coming out of Zion.
Yes.
Isn't that right? That's what we're talking about right here. They're coming out. They're the right-hand ministry, the son of the right hand, Benjamin Company. Amen? And we know that Benjamin was the only son born to Jacob while Jacob's nature was changed to Israel. Did you know that? Amen. Benjamin was born, you see, to his father who had a new nature. And how many know he had to wrestle a long time to get it? Better not get back on wrestling again. Hallelujah. Now, Corey, turn to Judges 6. Turn to Judges 6. I want to show you now a scripture that blesses my heart here in the Word of God. Judges 6. It said the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. God's people still do evil sometimes. Judges 6, verse 1. And the Lord delivered them, is that still on you? The Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. How many know that's real tribulation? Now, how many know that Midian was the son of Abraham? Did you know that? How many know that? One, two, praise the Lord. By the other wife, Keturah. And here, it said that the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 long years. Well, this is what, 86? 93? Be a long time, wouldn't it? Now, as I said the other day, God gave Moses the law where? At Mount Sinai, isn't that right? And Midian was east, directly east of Sinai, which... Moses received the law, and yet they're east of Sinai, which speaks of a lawless people. No law. Well, you say God wouldn't deliver people into the lawless one. Well, turn to Thessalonians. Let's look at it. Keep your place here. 2 Thessalonians 2. He will. And he's going to. From the scripture. 2 Thessalonians 2. Let's look at, I'm going to give you two or three scriptures right here, but let's look at 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8. And then shall that wicked. That word wicked means the lawless one, the transgressor, the one without law. How many know that? Listen to me now. You got to hear me tonight. How many know that the devil is called Beelzebub? And how many know the word Baal means Lord, Lord of flies? Rebel. Rebellion. Babel. Amen. Beelzebub, Belteshazzar, Belshazzar, Jezebel. Yeah. And right here, then shall that wicked, the one without law, be what? Revealed. When will it be revealed? When the falling away comes in the church, which won't go into the apostasy. Now turn to Revelation 13. Revelation 13, verse 5. In verse 4, it said, who is able to make war with him, the beast? I like what Brother Steve taught today. How many know those that keep the commandments are going to have a warfare? They're in war. Now, verse 5, there was given unto him, the beast, a mouth speaking great things and what? Blasphemies, and power was given to him to continue 40 and 2 months, that's 3.5 years. And he opened his mouth and blasphemed against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with who? The saints. How many is the saints tonight? You don't wait till you die, do you? And to what? What's the next words? Overcome them. Is that what your Bible says? Okay, we'll show you another scripture in just a second. And power was given him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. Turn to Daniel chapter 7. Praise the Lord. Daniel 7. Now, John said they'll be overcome. But Daniel gives us some hope. Aren't you glad for the hope? Christ in you, the hope of glory. In Daniel 7... he talks about the beasts, which I won't go into the four beasts. But look at verse 21. Daniel said, I beheld the same horn made war with the saints. Same as John said in Revelation, right? And what? Prevail. Now, John said overcome them. Now, Daniel said prevailed against them until time word. Aren't you glad it's a time word? Aren't you glad it's not forever? Until the what? Ancient of Days came. I mean, there's one coming in you. One coming in me. If I open up and want him, desire him. Amen? And judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints that was prevailed over, the time came the saints possess the kingdom. Amen. The devil will not take over. And the Christ will not take over. Yes, he will war. He will persecute. But the saints will prevail and take over the kingdom. In Jesus' name. Amen. And notice 25. He shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out, or that actually means to afflict them, to beat them down, but it means to wear them out mentally. Shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws, and they, the saints, shall be given into his hand until there's a fine times, a dividing time. That's what Revelation says in chapter 13. But, verse 26, the judgment shall sit, and they, the saints, shall take away what? His dominion, they'll consume it, and they'll destroy it to the end. Hallelujah. So there's going to be some warfare. And there's already warfare starting. Isn't that right? Hallelujah.
All right, so we didn't say that to discourage you. But we said that to let you know there's tribulation coming. Turn to, back now to, our scripture in Judges 6. Now Israel was delivered.
Please turn the tape over. Thank you.
Verse 2. How many know tribulation's tribulation any way you look at it? And the hand of Midian. Now there's a positive hand. There's a hand that's the ministry. Isn't that right? But here is another hand. In verse 2, the hand of Midian, what? Prevailed. Now why did it prevail? Because Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them to Midian and into their hand. And it said the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel, and because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them dens, which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. Well, how many know there's a scripture in Samuel that tells about that, where they hid in the caves? They didn't have any weapons. Isn't that right? Samuel 13. They hid in the caves because they had no weapons. Well, how many know he's given us some weapons? Huh? How many know Jesus said, you've made my Father's house a den of thieves? How many ever read that? Huh? How many know that word den means a cave? I wrote a few things down on that just a second. I won't give them to you. Praise the Lord, I think. Yeah. How many know, first of all, cave is a hide in? Well, God didn't tell us to hide. Did he? Two, how many know a cave's dark? You know, isn't that right? We need the light. Three, how many know there's bats and moles and snakes in the caves? Yeah, lizards and what? Frogs. Amen. The cave is cold. Come out of winter. Talked about that the other night. So forth. How many know Elijah went to a cave? And God said, Elijah, what doest thou here? What are you doing here? Well, how many know we can get in the cave and God would come and say, what are you doing here? How many know Elijah wanted to die, but God didn't let him die? Aren't you glad God didn't hear always hear your request? I'm not for sure. Was it Lot? Am I wrong or right? Was it Lot that went into a cave and had incest? Am I right on that? Okay. Well, I mean, when you start hiding from the real call of God, you get in trouble. Isn't that right? All right, look back here now in chapter 6 of Judges. They begin to hide themselves in the dens and the mountains and caves and the strongholds. Well, how many know you're not going to get much food in the cave? You don't have a safe way there. Amen. Verse 3, so it was when Israel had sown, now look at this, they'd sown the crops, that Midianites came up with the Amalekites. There's the fleshly boys. I mean, Amalekites type the flesh. I mean, the other one hits you from the rear. You know that? Sure. Deuteronomy tells about that. And the children of the east, this is the Ishmaelites. So you have, the any way you look at it, the world, the flesh, and the devil right here. Amen. Three guys, three groups. And they came up against them, and they encamped against them, and destroyed the increase of the earth, till thou come to Gaza, left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass, and they come up with their cattle, with their tents, or their tabernacles. And they came as grasshoppers. How many has ever had company come for a few weeks? He's come for 7 years. Amen. And boy, that's a long time, isn't it? Especially when you don't have much food in those caves. For multitude, both they and their camels were without number. They entered the land to destroy it. How many know the enemy likes to see us dead? But hallelujah, there's a people rising that's going to slay the dragon. But it's not going to be without war. Amen.
came to pass when Israel cried.
This gets God's attention.
Unto the Lord, because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet. Now, he didn't send the prophet when everything was going good, did he? Huh? He didn't send a prophet when there was fat and sassy. But he sent a prophet when they were hurting, when they were hiding in the cave and there was no food.
The prophet came. God sent him. Why did God send him? Because the people began to cry. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now listen to what he said. How many know a prophet will never justify man? You know, man, you're right. God, you're wrong. He'll never do it. But he'll always justify God. Isn't that right? Listen to what he said. The Lord sent a prophet to the children of Israel, which said to them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from the world, Egypt, brought you forth out of the house of bondage. God's bringing us out too, isn't he? And I delivered you out, now look at this, of the hand, there's that other hand, of the world, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you. How many know that's deliverance? And drave them out from before you and gave you their land. God said, I did that for you way back there. But what he did yesterday, he can do today. And he can do tomorrow. And I said to you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But you have not, look at this, obeyed my voice. They had heard the voice of God. They had not obeyed the voice of God. And what? Yes, rebellion. And what did God do? God delivered them over for 7 years into a rebellious people, a people without law. Amen? Well, how many know the tribulation is going to purge some people? Isn't that right? There's going to be some people pass under the rod. Amen? God is not out to destroy his people. But God is out to take the rebellion out of us. Amen? And then an angel came. And he's watching the situation. Hallelujah. Well, look at a couple more scriptures. Turn to Numbers 12. Numbers 12. Numbers chapter 12. Look in verse 6. And we know that Miriam and Aaron got into trouble by attacking the authority of God in the earth. His name was Moses. And really they were coming against the Lord himself because God's authority was in Moses. Now, how many know the Bible said that God brought Israel out by Moses, by Aaron, and by Miriam? How many ever read that? The Old Testament. That was God's order. But how many know that Miriam and Aaron was older than Moses in the natural? You remember she was around the little baby basket while he was in the basket. You remember that? And, of course, Aaron was older. So in the household, they were older than Moses. But in the work of the Lord, Moses was mentioned first. Then Aaron, then Miriam. Now here in verse 1, it says Miriam and Aaron. So evidently, she must have been the one that was at the head of this trouble. Of course, he agreed to it. We're not picking on the women, but evidently she probably was the instigator of it. Now, when God called them out, look in verse 4. Notice how he called them out. By his order, God's order. By Moses, by Aaron, and by Miriam. Isn't that right? I'm not going to go into the story, but how many know that leprosy came upon her? Which is a type of curse. Now look in verse 6, though. And it said, he said, hear now my words. The Lord's talking. If there be a prophet among you, he says, Amen? You see, they were saying, well, hath the Lord just spoken to Moses? Had he not spoken to us also? The Lord heard it. And the Lord said, if there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him in a vision. And I don't believe that's just Technicolor television pictures. I believe the vision is within the man. Don't you? I believe a prophet sees, but yet how many know he sees from within? Most of the time. Oh, he may see colored pictures. He may see black and white. I don't know. But if there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him. Now notice, the Lord said, I'll make myself known to that prophet in a vision and will speak to him in a dream. Amen? So if a man is a prophet, how many know the Lord's making himself known to that man or to that woman?
Yes.
By a vision, by a dream. We've always had visionaries and dreamers because God's always had his prophets. Amen? I believe we still have them in 1986. Hallelujah. It's not his vision or his dream. It's the Lord's vision and dream. Hallelujah. Turn to Ephesians 3. Steve was there today. He got us in all this trouble. Ephesians 3. Now look at verse 2. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given to us to you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, Paul said, as I wrote afore in a few words. Whereby, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. All right, come on. What is the mystery? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Verse 5. Which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and what? Prophets. How? By the Spirit. The prophets and the apostles, God is revealing the mystery of Christ unto them. Which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Amen? Now turn to Matthew 10. Matthew 10. Hallelujah. And verse, just about two or three more scriptures. Matthew 10, 41. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And we know that can be both natural and spiritual. I mean, remember that Elisha told a lady about this time next season or year, you're going to embrace a son. And she said, don't lie to me. But how many know she embraced the son? Well, how many know that son also died, that child died? The mother knew just where to go, didn't she? And she hunted the prophet down. He didn't know what was happening because God had hid it from him. And remember, he took his staff and he gave it to his servant and said, go put it on the child. And he put the staff on the child and doesn't have him. How many of those lot of dead sticks around? Huh? But boy, that old prophet walked in that room, hallelujah, stretched himself upon that child, and how many know that child come alive?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
How many know we need to see that again in the church? Praise the Lord. Because the real prophet was in that prophet. Amen? And that fire was so strong in that man's bones. Again, when he died, a man was put in on his bones and he was raised up from the dead. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah said his bones burned with fire. And I believe that anointing is more real than you and me. It's real tonight, isn't it? Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now turn to Ezra 6. See if we can find that. Brother Miller, I think me and you need to get some of those tabs on our Bible. Ezra 6, verse 14. Ezra 6, 14. Notice the scripture now. I said a prophet can bless you spiritually as well as naturally.
But here in Ezra 6:14, you need some too, Steve? And the elders of the Jews build it. The elders of the Jews build it, and they prospered. They prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah. Did you hear that? 6:14. They prospered. The Jews were building. They were in a building program. And they prospered how? Through what? The prophesying of these two prophets. Haggai, the one that was the messenger in the Lord's message. And Zechariah. I have seen the word of the Lord come and change financial status for people. Hallelujah. I've seen the word of the Lord come, and just as the meeting was over, people received that which they had asked, and the word of the Lord declared it, and they received it. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about natural blessings. Praise the Lord. I still believe that we can be prosperous if we obey God. There is a prosperity in our God. Amen. But yet there is a false prosperity. But the real prosperity will come to those who are sincere. Amen. You believe that? Amen. I'm going to show it to you. Ain't through yet. Turn to 2 Chronicles. I should use the word ain't. That doesn't sound too good. 2 Chronicles. I know it. 2 Chronicles 26 or 28, 29. Let's see here. 26. I know of a man. I won't call his name. He was deep in prayer, and Jesus appeared to him and taught him on this chapter right here. And I won't go into the things he said to him, but I want to just look at this chapter, 2 Chronicles 26. And how many know the man's name is Uzziah? And how many know that when Uzziah died, Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up? Now, I want to ask you a question. I want to ask myself a question. What's blocking our vision from seeing Jesus? No, I said when he died, Isaiah saw the Lord. But I'm saying, what is blocking our vision from seeing the Lord? Amen. When he was removed, he saw the Lord, Isaiah. Amen. But what can be standing in our way blocking our vision from seeing the Lord? I mean, it can be a job. It can be our family. And, you know, many things. Isn't that right? Not that our family is not important. All right, look at verse 3. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years. That's a long time to be president. Verse 4. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all his father Amaziah did. And he sought God. Notice that. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding what? In the what? Visions of God. I want to tell you something. One time God gave me, I made a study of those who prayed, and many, when they prayed in the Scripture, they had a vision. Peter went up on the housetop to pray. You remember that? And he fell into a trance. How many remember that? And one brother said one time, God called him between meals. There. And so this man, it says here, that as he sought God, that he had, in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Turn it around. If you quit seeking the Lord, you're not going to prosper. Whether it be spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, whatever. Amen? How many know people, as long as they seek the Lord, they're going to prosper. But if they stop, they're going to lose out. Amen? Look at this, verse 6. He went forth and warred against the Philistines, those that roll in the dust. Break down the wall of Gath. How many know if you're seeking God and God's prospering in you, you can tear down some strongholds?
Right? You can tear down some walls. And the wall of Jabneh and the wall of Ashdod and so forth. Verse 7. And God helped him against the Philistines. Verse 10. He built towers in the desert. He digged many wells. So forth. Verse 11. Moreover, Uzziah had a host of fighting men, an army that went out to war by bands. Now, look down in verse 15, the latter part of it. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. But when he was strong, here comes pride. Amen? How many know God still hates the spirit of pride?
Amen.
Haughtiness and arrogancy. I said God hates it. Now, Steve talked on Luke 10 today. He said when the 70 were sent out, you remember they came back rejoicing that the demons were subject. You remember that to them? And Jesus said, don't just rejoice because of that, but rejoice because your name is written where? It's written down. Isn't that right? And then he said, I saw Satan fall from heaven. Well, what was the fall of Satan? Pride. Right there, Jesus interjected something to him. How many know we all have to watch out for that? Amen? Of course, there's a lot more there to that. But I believe he interjected that. Now, right here, it said when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. Well, how many know 81 priests went in and threw him out. Isn't that right? 81 priests. How many know 50 is the number of Pentecost? The anointing. One's the number for God. Isn't that right? 30 speaks of maturity. So there were some priests that stood for God, had the anointing, and they were mature enough to go and take him and throw him out. Amen? Because he transgressed, he pushed himself into a ministry that wasn't for him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And God is telling us we're not to do that. How many know people see ministries move in the Lord, and they want to do the same? And God hadn't called them to that position. Isn't that right? I like what Sister Miller said tonight. God called Glenn and her to help ministries, and they know where God's called them. I mean, we can all know where God calls.
Yes.
You may not be a prophet or evangelist or teacher, but whatever you're called to, get in and do it, and do it well. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, look, it got into traveling together and local churches and a lot of other stuff here, but we won't do that about the prophets. Praise the Lord. But I believe today, brethren, God is raising up men and women anointed of God to be used of God in His service. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's stand, brother. Let's stand. Father God, we thank you tonight for the prophet. His name is Jesus. Lord, that indwells each one of us tonight, whoever we may be. And Lord God, we also pray for the ministries. God, I pray for the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, the shepherds, the evangelists, Lord. I pray for those that are hurting tonight, Lord, and many are hurting, Lord. Many are suffering, Lord. Many are rejected. They're hated. They're despised, O God. But I pray for them, Lord. Lord, even Paul, your servant, said that even the apostles were the offscouring of the earth, Lord. God, I pray tonight for all the ministries and those tonight, that are obeying you, Lord, that are paying the price and the cost, Lord. Dear Lord, I just ask that you strengthen the ministries tonight. God, I ask the Holy Spirit to speak to many, to pray for the ministries, Lord. Lord, to stand in the gap and make up the hedge and to cry out for the ministries, O God. Dear Lord, we thank you for what you're saying and what you're doing within us tonight, Lord. We are nothing without you, Lord. We trust in our God, and we submit to our God, and we bless you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Now, was there any today, tonight, I didn't see the hands, was there any tonight that was not filled with the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. Was there anybody that raised your hand earlier? Praise the Lord. Well, I know there's several that needs healing in your body tonight, and we're going to minister healing. I know that for sure. So I want you to come up. I know Steve's one. We're going to minister to Steve tonight.
How many believe the Lord's going to touch Steve tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Who else needs healing in your body today? I want you to come right up. Come up here, and we're going to pray for you tonight. And ask the Lord to touch your physical being tonight. Praise the Lord. How many know He's still the healer? Amen. Don't come looking to me, because I come looking to Jesus. Amen. Come looking to Him tonight, that the Lord will touch you and strengthen you tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want you to reach your hands out. I don't want you to stand there. The rest of you, I want you to reach your hands out to all these precious people, that God will touch them tonight and heal them in their bodies. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sister Willis, start with you. Just come right on over. Who else? Where's Brother Mel? Okay. Praise the Lord.
In my wrist about 3-4 weeks ago.
Is it pain? Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over that pain. I rebuke that condition in the name of the Lord Jesus. I command it to leave her in the name of the Lord Jesus, Satan. We take authority over you, and we command the pain to loose her body and leave in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. What is your need tonight? What is your need tonight? Okay. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we come against that pain in her chest. We drive it out by the name and the authority and the care. Oh, hallelujah. Of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What's your need tonight, sir? Okay. Father, she's hurting in her body. We ask the Holy Spirit to drive this thing out by the power of the Holy Ghost. I rebuke the pain. I rebuke the pain and the hurting in her body in Jesus' name. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet, I take dominion over all pain and command the pain to leave her body in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. What's your name, sister?
My neck, my back hair especially.
Okay.
My eye.
Okay. Okay, Father, in Jesus' name, we command this neck, this back to be healed, and the eye to be healed, Lord. In Jesus' name, I take authority, and I rebuke the pain. I rebuke the pain and the pressure in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen, in Jesus' name. Sister, what's your need tonight? Amen. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we command this spine to straighten up in Jesus' name. Take all the pain out, Lord. I rebuke the pain in Jesus' name by the authority and the nature of Jesus. Lord, I command this spine. I command this spine now to move in the name and the authority and the character of Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, sister. What's your need tonight?
The eye doctor has told me I've got a beginning of cataracts in my eyes, and I believe God can heal
them. Amen. Reach your hands out to her for cataracts. Father, we rebuke these cataracts. We curse the cataracts. We curse the cataracts. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command the cataracts to die. We command the wither and to go and leave the eyes in Jesus' name by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. What is your name?
My back and right over here where the bones were broken.
Okay. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch her back right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask the power of God to touch her kidneys, touch her spine, touch her backbone there, Lord, in Jesus' name. We command it to go. We loose her from that. We command it to go. Touch her kidneys, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus. We thank you, Father. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. What is your need, sister? Amen. Father, we curse these cataracts. We curse this pain in the shoulder. We command the cataracts to wither and die and to loose her eyes, to loose her shoulder, the pain to come out. Loose her. Oh, hallelujah. There it is.
Hallelujah.
Brother. Amen. Father, congestion in the bronchial tooth, we command it to go. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We take authority over this condition by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Doctor, praise the Lord. What's your need tonight, brother?
Infection in my head causing my ears.
Amen. Reach your hands out to this doctor. Father, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke this pain in his ears, the infection, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We command you to loose his ears. Come out of his ears in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, brother, we'll get you next. What's your name?
I have a lot of pain.
Pain in your neck. Amen. Lord, Bill, touch his shoulders. Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch his neck tonight, Lord. Touch his shoulders. Come out of his neck. Come out of his shoulders. Infirmity, come out. Come out, infirmity, in Jesus' name. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. All the pressure, all the pain, leave the neck and the shoulders and the spine and the backbone in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Jim.
My knee and neck and shoulder.
Amen. Lord, touch his knee, touch his neck and shoulder tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Dear God, in the name of Jesus, we ask the power of the Holy Spirit to touch his neck and shoulders and knee tonight, Lord. Let the healing virtue of Jesus flow into him, Lord. Let the divine nature flow into that the wound, Lord, and heal in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. The Lord has heard your cry, and the Lord will come forth in you, and the Lord will speak silently to your spirit, and you'll know it's the Lord, and the Lord will show you what he wants you to do. So be still, my son, and see the salvation of the Lord. Wait upon the Lord and trust him, and thy God shall manifest himself to you. Hallelujah. 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 What's your need, brother? Okay, reach your hands out to him. Father, we rebuke high blood pressure. We take authority over it. We ask the Holy Ghost to touch the stiffness in his body. I rebuke all stiffness and blood pressure. Go down in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Give him peace, Lord. Give him peace within. Amen. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Amen. Father, touch her throat right now. We ask the healing virtue of Christ to flow into her throat, into her tonsils, into her neck, into her body in that area, Father. Let the fire of God burn it out, Lord. Just burn it out, Lord, and heal. Heal my sister by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. We command all infection to be broken. The power of infection to be broken, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
She next.
Physical? Okay. Touch her. Reach your hand out to her. Lord, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, let your fire go down her back. Let your fire go down her stomach. Let your power touch this backbone of this spine, this neck. Lord, and take all the pressure away. In the name of Jesus, Lord, down into her legs. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke it, Lord, and I take authority over it, Lord. And I loose her by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Sister. What you need to back and shoulder. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask the spirit of you to come into her, Lord, and we rebuke the spirit of infirmity. We command it to come out of her back and her shoulder, Lord, in Jesus' name. Come out of her and loose her. All the pain, go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, which hip? This here? Lord, in Jesus' name, touch his back. Touch his hip. Lord God, we ask you to heal that bruise and that wound, Lord, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Dear Lord, take all the pain away. Take the hurt away. Oh, hallelujah. Receive it. There it comes. There it is. Amen. That's it. Hallelujah. Sister. Amen. Amen. Okay. Father, touch that pancreas in the name of Jesus. We take authority over it. We ask, Father, a miracle in the food to digest properly. In Jesus' name, we rebuke the spirit of infirmity and sickness to go from her body. In the name of Jesus, in the nature of Jesus, and in the... Oh, hallelujah. Receive it, sister. Here it comes. Receive it. There it is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen. Bill, touch your foot. Father, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke the numbness in the feet and in the hand. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we command all the numbness to go. In the name of Jesus, by the power. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. In Jesus' name, we rebuke that pain. In Jesus' name, go! In his name. Who's next? Come right on, sister. Hallelujah. Amen. What's your name? Amen. Father, we rebuke this lump in her breast in the name of Jesus. We curse it in the name of the Lord. Come out of her and loose her by the power of the Holy Ghost. We command that thing to go by the name of Jesus. We dissolve it. We curse it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, sister. Praise the Lord.
I've had a tingling and kind of a numbness in my toes for about 8 years.
Okay, a numbness and
and doctors don't know what it is.
Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke that tingling, and that numbness, Lord, in her feet, in her toes. We command it to leave her in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that thing. I rebuke it in the name of the Lord. Let life, oh, hallelujah, let life flow into her feet. Let life flow into her feet. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, sister. Okay. Okay. Lord, touch her back right now. In the name of Jesus. We ask the power of the Lord to flow into her spine and in her backbone. I take dominion over the pain. I loose her from it. I loose my sister in Jesus' name by the power and the authority of the name of Jesus. Pain, I command you to go. I command and charge you to leave her backbone and her body in Jesus' name. You have no right, no authority there. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. What's your...
I have a curve in my spine, so I'm making it back.
Cover your spine. Amen. Reach your hands up to this. Cover your spine. Father, we ask the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name to straighten the spine up. I speak to that cover your spine. I command you to straighten up. I command that spine to be straightened. And that, oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. What's your name? Tell me, what's your name?
I have atrial fibrillation. I have digestive problems.
Amen. Babby. Okay, Lord, touch her knee tonight. And touch this digestive problem, Father. In the name of Jesus. Dear Lord, we ask the power of God, the fire to go through her and heal her in her digestive tract. And heal, oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. Praise him, sister. Receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Who's next? Our brother here. Praise the Lord. Come right on, brother. Steve, you're next.
All right. Hallelujah. Over a year ago, I cut the tendons and nerves in his hand, and it's the only good partial use.
Okay. Dear Lord, in Jesus' name, we ask the healing virtue of Christ to flow into his hand. Dear Lord, we ask you to heal the tendons, heal the flesh, and release the hand and the nerves in it in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. Dear Lord, let healing and strength come into that hand in the name of Jesus. Let the fire burn in that hand and loose that hand. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen, brother. Praise the Lord. Well, just a minute, Steve. Praise the Lord. Sinus and asthma. Father, I rebuke sinus and asthma in her body. I take authority over all sinus and all the asthmatic problems in the name of Jesus. I curse you in the name of the Lord. And I rebuke that spirit of infirmity in this body. Loose her body. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. There it is. Oh, hallelujah. There it is. Receive it. Woo, glory. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I got a chart.
I have a cough. I can't get over.
A cough.
An infection.
Amen. Lord, we come against all of this cough and infection. Father, in the name of Jesus, we command the cough to leave. We command the infection. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I didn't mean to hit her that hard. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Steve, right in here, right, Steve?
Up in his ear and down in his throat.
Amen. Reach your hands out to Brother Steve. Let's believe the Lord to touch him tonight. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we curse this infirmity, Lord. We rebuke this condition in his neck and ear, Lord. And in the name and in the nature of Jesus, oh, hallelujah. Lucy, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Asthma. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke this asthma. We take authority over in the name of Jesus, Father. By the power of the Holy Holy Ghost. Release him. Let the healing power of the Lord go into him. Let the virtue of Christ go into him, Lord. We come against the healing. We come against asthma. We come against the gas. Loose him and heal him, Lord. Amen, 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 amen. Yes. That's right. Right. Amen.
I'm through.
Praise the Lord.
There's a holy God coming over this place. I can see the love of Jesus reflected on his face. When the Spirit moves in its own special way, open up and let him touch you today. There's a holy hush coming over this place. Father, we thank you. I thank you for your presence that's in this place. I praise you for it, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us today, for what you've done for us these days as we've been together. I praise you for it, too. I bless your name for it, and I magnify thee. Thou art worthy, Lord. Holy is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And I bless you, and I praise you, and I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for what you're going to do yet tomorrow. But Father, and Father, I thank you for watching over those who must travel, who must travel tonight or tomorrow. Thank you for the angel of the Lord to be over them, to watch and protection, your hand upon them, Lord, and that they'll never be the same because of this weekend with me, Lord. I praise you for it. I thank you for it, that they'll take the anointing home with them, Lord, and they will bring that anointing to those that are back home. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's pray for Tommy here. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Father, we lift up Brother Tommy before you.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Amen. Father, this infirmity in his physical body,
amen.
I curse it in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I curse it in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
I speak restoration. Receive me the healing virtue in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. I receive. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. For strengthening this liver, Lord.
Yes.
This endocrine system.
Yes, yes.
Glands of his body, we see.
Yes.
Healing.
Yes, Lord.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
This thyroid and this liver, this pituitary gland.
Yes, Lord.
We speak healing and strength.
Oh,
find all.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
I receive it, Father. Amen.
Praise thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. My son, I would say unto thee, I have put a word within thee that is consuming fire. And I would say unto thee, cry aloud and spare not. not to look at the faces of the people where I send you, but look unto me, saith the Lord, because that word must come forth. That word will deliver, set free, and liberate the captives. Your feet are planted by me, and your feet are directed by me, saith the Lord, and that fire within thee will consume all those that are coming against you. So speak aloud, cry aloud, and spare not. Say the things that I have put within you, because it's a consuming fire, and that fire is of me, saith God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I guess we're dismissed.